Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Hello, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm good. Well, now you have two ladies in the studio.
I know. I just get a bit nervous.
Got the goosebumps.
I do. I can't help it. It's from just, you know, I've been like that since I was a kid.
Well, today I have my friend Stephanie Sikich Quinn, who is the Coastal Preservation Manager for Surfrider Foundation. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me,
so
both.
Happy to hear you, or hear you, see you, and hear you on my show. And I wanted to have you on because I've had Chad on a couple times, CEO of Surfrider, who I love interviewing. But you are what I consider like the secret weapon of Surfrider, and you, as I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, one badass environmentalist. So I want you to tell the listeners all about what you do for Surfrider and your background and your passion for our, you know, environment.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I appreciate that compliment. After doing this for 25 years, I'll take any accolades I can get. So for the Surfrider Foundation, I manage our coastal preservation initiative. And a lot of that is kind of what we've been doing for 20 years, ensuring that we protect our coastline from bad development, that we're looking with working with local municipalities to really have strong, productive shorelines. In the past 5 years, we've been adding in climate change work because all of the work we've been doing to protect our beaches, homes, recreational areas have been impacted by climate change, unfortunately. And we're starting to see that more and more. So my role is at the national level to work with our 83 chapters to help them implement our 4-point strategy of our climate change work.
83 chapters. So you're a working mom. That means that you are on the road a lot.
I am. Right? Yes. In fact, that's where I first met you, was in Montauk.
In Montauk, exactly.
Last year, working with our chapter there on some coastal preservation and climate change initiative issues as well. But I love traveling. I mean, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I've been fortunate enough to kind of travel all over the country, working on everything from, you know, oil spills down in the Gulf of Mexico when we had the Deepwater Horizon, to working with our local chapters who do, you know, dune restorations. So it kind of covers the gamut of my travel. Of course, I've been to D.C. to lobby, mm-hmm. Different capitals to lobby, but it's all part of the job, and I absolutely love it.
So when you travel around the states, do you have to be a master of none? I mean, do you have to know a little about everybody's issues? Is it possible to, do they overlap? Are they similar? Or does each coastal climate, well, I know they do. They have just different issues. How do you educate yourself on all of that?
It's actually been kind of hitting the ground running. So fortunately, there's a lot of federal laws that kind of dictate how local municipalities are supposed to implement laws. So we have, you know, NEPA, which is the National Environmental Policy Act. And then, of course, each state has their own different laws and regulations. But at the end of the day, most of these laws are implemented by local municipalities. And when you get down to the brass tacks, especially for municipalities on the coast, they always kind of have the same formula, right? It's protect tourism, protect our beaches, have good water quality, and be ahead of the curve to ensure that, you know, these coastal communities are being taken care of. And now, in light of sea level rise, protected from any of these impending problems that we know will happen as seas continue to rise.
Yeah, so let's bring it back to California and, you know, even to specifically Orange County here. What's the most troublesome thing that's going on here in our area? You're headquartered here at Surfrider in the national headquarters in San Clemente. So what's the topic that you're really concerned about right now?
So for us, it goes back to coastal erosion and sea level rise. So Newport was a perfect example when we had the king tides. And that's just an indication of what tides will look like when there is a lot of future sea level rise. And so you saw parts of, you know, Fashion Island, you know, being inundated with water. And there was a study that was done by the USGS.
Which, for the people that don't know, how far away is Fashion Island actually from the water? I think it's about half a mile in.
I was going to say even maybe less than that.
You know?
Yeah. And there was a study by the USGS, which recently said that Southern California beaches within the end of the century will lose 67% of our beaches. Now, that's due to a few different influences, but obviously the main one is sea level rise. As you saw last year with El Nino, it was kind of a weird, erratic El Nino. Ended up producing more erosion than they thought it would. And then, of course, the more that we develop our coastlines, that actually exacerbates erosion as well. So you kind of have like a three compounding effect for Southern California and obviously Orange County. But different parts of the country have different problems because of climate change. So in the Northwest, they're dealing with ocean acidification. And that simply comes, our ocean is absorbing, you know, about over a quarter of the carbon dioxide that is released into our atmosphere. And since the turn of this industrial revolution in 1750, our ocean is 30% more acidic. I mean, just wrap your head around that. So the ocean is
I'm trying. I literally am like, oh my God.
It's wow. And it's amazing because you think of it, you know, we're emitting all these greenhouse gases. It has to get absorbed somewhere. A quarter of that's going into the ocean. And so in the Pacific Northwest, we're seeing the shellfish industry suffering greatly because as the ocean changes chemistry, it's becoming more acidic. And it's not allowing shellfish to kind of form that backbone and those protective shells that they used to. In Florida is really suffering from sea level rise. I mean, Miami is pretty much at any given time 80% on the, oh my gosh, we're going to flood. We have to get our pump systems up. It's pretty alarming. Same, pretty much the whole East Coast is really going to suffer from sea level rise.
Yeah, I saw that interactive map showing how the sea level rise would inundate not only our coast, but also, you know, I'm from the Bay Area.
Yes.
And go up into the Sacramento River and flood the whole...
And flood Sacramento, which is 90 miles away from the coast.
It's a trip. You, people look... Where's that map?
It's actually on climatecentral.org.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. It's really... It's not shocking. It just gives you a great visual of what's happening. So the work of Surfrider and Stephanie's work is so, so important. Again, I'm speaking with Stephanie Sikich-Quinn, who is the road warrior activist... person for Surfrider Foundation who I met last year, and I wanted to pivot a little bit and talk about you have two events coming up, one in Montauk the 8th, July 8th, and it's called Two Coasts, One Ocean, and there's two events, Montauk, New York, lovely place to go to a fundraiser, and then one in Malibu in September. And so do you want to talk about what's happening for that? And that's how people can get involved, is go to those events and also donate to Surfrider, of course, become a member of Surfrider, but talk a little bit about what's going on with the events this year.
Yeah, so we have those two. They're kind of our signature events to raise funds. And it goes to support all of our work across the board, from plastic pollution, clean water, climate change, educating children. And it's really a good way for people to go have fun. You were there. They're really fun, kind of classy events. Good music, good food, good art.
Casual elegance. Beautiful.
Casual elegance. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to steal that.
You steal it. That's what...
It's kind of Surfrider.
It's casual elegance. Lovely. It was extremely beautiful area, but it was also very Surfrider. You know, it was in brand for sure.
Right.
You know, so...
And a lot of these funds go to... you know, fund studies that we want. So we're working on a study right now to explain how climate change is going to impact surfing. So we know with more sea level rise, you know, beach breaks will break further inland, and that can change how waves form. Waves that break over reefs, they'll be inundated with water, so there'll be less kind of surface area for those waves to break. So all these kind of funds that we raise go to kind of pushing us on the cutting edge to make sure we stay on top of science. And for me, selfishly, with climate change, because as we know, there's so much science going around, and to bring it back to a very specific, pinpointed area for recreationalists that love the ocean, I think is going to be some really cool, cutting edge research we can get behind.
And everybody can find out more about that on the surfrider.com surfrider.org website. So I ask all of my environmental guests this. What is the one thing that everybody at home can do to help to participate in reversing this climate change that's going on? What can we do?
I love that question because oftentimes I'm such a policy nerd that I focus on like in the weeds. And I've been forcing myself, I actually get goosebumps when I think about it, to bring myself to that awareness on what I do on a daily basis and what I think others should be doing. I mean, first and foremost, it's vote for people who are going to believe in climate change and do something about it and educate yourself about that. That's my dorky political hat. But then the everyday, I'm a mom, what do I do at my home? You know, making sure that you flip off your light switches. That electricity is being pulled. It's, of course, increasing, you know, emissions the more electricity we use. Setting your air conditioners at a, you know, higher temp, not blasting them so high. Driving slowly, believe it or not, and I'm a horrible speeder, so I always try to keep that in check. But you can really increase your fuel consumption by 25% by speeding. Obviously, doing all your errands in one batch, right? Don't just go home and then go back and drive out. Consolidate those. Buying a hybrid car. And then if you have wealth, invest it in renewable energies. I mean, that is one thing that we can all strive to do is advocate for alternatives and put our money where our mouth is. And those are just really easy things we can do. Buy less plastic. Plastic is made from petroleum, which is the more we produce petroleum, the more greenhouse gases we have. And so looking at those small, simple steps and then putting your money where your mouth is, and really just trying to educate younger generations that we all have something easy to do. You don't have to show up to a city council meeting. You can just really be mindful of how you live and what your carbon footprint looks like.
Fantastic answer. Jason, can you see why when I met Stephanie, we were fast friends?
Totally, but I must tell you that the elephant in the room happens to be a big, hairy, orange gorilla. And I'll mention him even if you won't. And our city is actually discussing becoming one of the now many hundreds of climate mayoral places that state categorically that climate change is real and that we will do everything in our power, even if the president himself will not. And he pulled out the Paris Agreement, and that makes us look like complete morons in the eyes of the world. And I say that as somebody who came here from the world. So, there you go. I've said it now. I'm going to get phone calls. I'm going to get texts. But I don't care because we got to do something about this.
That's right.
And even if we can't physically, you know, you talk about the small things that we can do. And those are small things and they make us feel like we're doing something positive. And that's a good thing, to feel like you're doing something positive. But to just make the statement that we got to look after our planet, our resources are not infinite, you know. And yes, there is a lot of science out there. So, yeah, I think it'd be good for us as a community to have an opinion about that.
I would actually have a problem if we didn't take that stand.
Well, I think
honestly,
we're going to. I think most of the city council are up for it. It's just Councilman Kelly Boyd who's opposed to it. But I think he's a Trumpy dude anyway, and he's gone this year, so whatever.
All right, well, I see that phone ringing right now.
I know.
Anyway,
well, it just seems ridiculous. Every scientist in the world says that we've got a problem with climate change. And that, you know, we can do something about it and we can expand the life cycle of our planet, you know, and make it livable for our children and grandchildren. It can be done, but it takes action.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And just one quick thing. Sure. I write a monthly blog. It's called the Climate Change Roundup. And we have a little bit of a Trump watch in there where we watch what's happening with his administration. And I wrote a very non-snarky, tried not to be snarky, blog about the Paris Agreement. And what you said nailed it. For me, it's just as much as being a world player as it is actually trying to curb climate change.
Yeah.
I loved that blog, by the way. Yeah. I shared that blog.
These, by the way, if you're listening to this and your head's about to explode, these are not political opinions of mine. It's not a political opinion. My opinions are entirely spiritual. They're entirely Christian. These are my Christian values. Speaking as a Jew, these are my Christian values right here. So you can argue about that with me all day long.
I love having Jason on my show.
The best.
Right. And I love having you, Stephanie, coming in from San Diego. Thank you so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. Is there anything else as we close out that you'd like to add?
You know, I would like to say for all your listeners to get involved with your chapter, and other people will listen to this online, hopefully. That's how you can do it. And we appreciate you highlighting the work we're doing and Jason for buttressing all these important ideas about climate and science. And it's been fun to be with y'all.
Yeah, you know, I just got done with the Newport Beach chapter. The Surfrider Newport Beach chapter was a major sponsor of our Newport Harbor underwater cleanup project that we just kicked off for the first time this year. And it was very, very successful. We cannot wait for next year. And we're raising monies for our own water wheel up there because we got to have a water wheel because the pollution comes in actually from an area that I didn't know, and it comes into the Back Bay and down our ocean coast here.
Yep.
So we got a lot of cool things going on with Surf Rider always. So, Steph, thanks so much for being on the show, and I hope to see you I will probably be at the Malibu fundraiser this year again, and you have a great time in Montauk if you're going to be going out there for the...
Actually, I'm not this year, which is good.
Okay.
So I'm spending all my time in Malibu.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that'll be the next time I see you, I'm sure. Stephanie Sekich-Quinn, the road warrior and environmental activist for Surf Rider, one of them, for Surf Rider Foundation. Thanks very much. If you listeners have anyone else that you'd like for me to interview, please let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will check it out. And I hope everybody has an amazing first day of summer. School was out yesterday locally here. I know everybody else's schools have been out earlier, but have a safe, wonderful summer, and I will speak to you next week. Until then, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Thanks, you guys.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.